Sunday. That's Rob Thomas on Nova 103.5. I have someone in the studio whose voice we hear a lot, but who we haven't actually seen in ages. It's John Rock Prophet himself. How are things?
Things are awesome. It's always lucky to come past.
Well, talking about coming past, where are you these days?
That's a very good question. So I live in Germany. I have a career in South Africa, and I come and visit Namibia every chance I get.
Okay. Yeah. We haven't got any German songs on the playlist, though. How are the German crowds receptive?
Yeah, so I'm working on my German. The tenses are just so difficult. So,
Daddy, das what?
Exactly.
So, I mean, how did you end up in Germany then?
Yeah, so about 10 years ago, I played a little show at the warehouse, and a good friend of mine came in together with a friend that he met who came from Germany, and that friend became my friend, and then I married that person, and then we moved to Germany. That's the super short.
It wasn't a career that took you to Germany.
Definitely not. In fact, I wanted to move to Cape Town, but
Well, I was going to say, because, I mean, if we look at the majority of your music, South Africa is, I mean, obviously Namibia is your market, but South Africa is a much larger market.
Yes, exactly. So you got to play to the crowd to some extent. That is why you will see that the more and more music coming out from John Rock Prophet will be English from now on, so that I can, so we can play the Europe.
I was going to say, if you're based there now, it makes sense to be able to do your tours there. I can imagine just the overheads are at least lower than having to fly all the way to South Africa just to do a tour.
Exactly. So you're speaking the right language, dude. It's exactly the case. It's a bit of a fork in the road for myself. I mean, obviously I grew up with Afrikaans music, and I would like to think that I've got a lot to give, but the same goes for English music. I mean, I've just been listening to music since I can remember. So I'd like to contribute for as long as I can, as often as I can.
Okay. I was going to sort of touch on, the Afrikaans music and the obligatory Australia tour.
Yes. Well, I mean, I first and foremost, I feel obliged. Secondly, we're working on it. Like, so there's people in, every now and again, I'll get an email from either Australia or New Zealand or even Dubai, actually, believe it or not. Okay. There's actually quite a few South Africans there. And I call it obscure countries. I don't think that's very fair, which says more about myself than the country. But like, for instance, I played Luxembourg this year.
Nice.
It's super cool. And I never thought I'd even see Luxembourg. Mm. And what a nice place. A lot of South Africans there. And it was, it's just what an experience. So, yeah.
What is, just touching on living in Germany, was there a culture shock of sorts, or was it easy as a Namibian to assimilate, let's say?
Yeah, no. I think I... yes and no. So, I mean, obviously, the German culture and the German values I appreciate a lot. It's very family orientated. There where we stay, everybody knows their neighbor. It's really awesome. But it does have its challenges. I'm not even going to lie. I find it difficult to make friends in Germany, actually. And believe it or not, I actually read up on it. It's a thing. It's a thing. So for you guys going to Germany, there is something called a... I know I digress now, but there's something called like a club culture.
Okay.
So you got to join a club, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, I've been working on my chess and on my... and all of those things so I can just actually pitch up at a club sometime. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can swing past my climbing wall. We'll get you into climbing because that's massive in Germany.
Yes. I'm quite impressed. I don't know. I feel like I'm a little bit over the wall to start climbing the wall.
Never.
Okay. Well, I would like to challenge you to show me how to do
it. All right, well, we'll do that. Speaking of more and more English music, what's the sort of next step? What's the next plan?
Wow, that's a good question. So, I mean, I write a song at a time, so therefore I only see a song at a time. We're contemplating doing an album next year, but I'm not going to commit to that because it has a lot of implications. But I do country music now, like modern American style country, and I am going to do my best to actually blend that with some blues.
Okay.
And then I want to make that popular.
Ah.
So I've got my work set up for me.
You know? Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what you come up with.
Me too.
All right. So we were talking about English music, and I asked you to choose what song we're going to play out with. What are we going to listen to now? And tell me a bit about the song, actually.
Yeah. So I've been listening to some American country. And I just keep thinking to myself, there's this divide for myself. It's people call it country music, but then you've got this sort of just, it's kind of like hip-hop rap music, mm-hmm. and then they just sing it with a twang, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I just, and I hear, now and again, I do hear of someone who comes out with just a good, honest country song. And I find it very impressive because I think it's difficult to write.
Mm.
Therefore, I tried to write one myself.
Okay.
I've got a friend in South Africa called Ampi. He's quite big in the music industry. And I said to him, hey, let's make it happen. We went to Dozy's farm and in his bar, we shot the music video. Yeah, it was just, I don't remember much of the weekend, but apparently it was very lacquer. So yeah, that's basically what it is. It's called Silver and Gold. And at this point in time, it's my favorite song of John O' Prophet.
Well, it was nice catching up with you again.
Lacquer ought to be, yeah.
I've been searching all my mind, trying to find a time right now. Well, I've been holding on this fire inside, in spite of this little town. Running astray, trying to stay on top of my game. Had no time to do no living, because life was living in it and also. Should have been told, but they never said. When I was out in the cold, having you instead's better than silver and gold. But they never told. Instead you were right here all along. I've been counting all these minutes, seconds you get in for so long. I've been working on the mission, get my plans into fruition, but hold on. See, I've been afraid, cause I don't got time for love. Never was a man for flowers, just working for. And I was burning down. Should have been told, but they never said. When I was out in the cold, having you instead's better than silver and gold. Cause they never told. I know you can be found in these cities or these towns. Instead you were right here all alone. That's what they told.
Silver and Gold, John Rock Prophet and Ampi on Nova 103.5. It was very cool to catch up with him again.